It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A little over 100 years ago, Americans created a few more ways to say yes.
That's what they say. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
I must spend way too much time on social media because I'm now concerned whether I write yup when it should be yep. Is there a difference?
I think for many people there is a difference. I have to say I'm a yes or a yeah user. Yes is an old English word. We've had it in the language over 1,000 years. At the end of the 19th century, we start to see these new versions of yes show up in the U.S. So these seem to be American forms. Yep, Y-E-P, is first cited in the OED in 1896. In 1905, we have yeah, Y-E-A-H, show up. And in 1906, yup, Y-U-P. Now, I can't find evidence that these are regional in any particular way. I do think there are people who think that yep and yup work differently, that yip with the E is more enthusiastic. It means I'm ready, yep, let's go, whereas yup can feel, I think, a little, some people say it has a drawl to it. You know, will you do that? Yup.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a yupper. That's sad. Here's another word that we say quite often, and I wonder where that comes from. Nope. Have we always said nope?
We haven't always said nope. I'm not quite sure what was going on at the end of the 19th century that we were doing this, but nope first shows up 1888, so right around the same time as yep and yup. Again, an American form.
I always think of the East Coast, yep, nope. And here's another one that I think is, we've got a yes, we've got a no, and here's an in-between. Meh. That's being used a lot. I love it.
I do too. I think if you're feeling like something is just so-so, it's such a great way to say that, to just say, meh. It comes from Yiddish. Ben Zimmer wrote a great piece about this for the Boston Globe. There are citations as early as 1928 for it as an interjection meaning be that as it may, or as an adjective meaning so-so. And according to Zimmer, it's the Simpsons that get credit for bringing meh into the spotlight, that they started incorporating it into the Simpsons in 1994.
We said meh, M-E-H, meh.
Yet another example of brilliant writing. Well, yes, no, maybe, everything is great. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.